First of all, when you meet a giant, the clue is in the name. He's not an inconspicuous thing. If a 90-foot giant walks from Land's End up to Salisbury Plain in the blazing spring sunshine, some fucker other than Johnny Byron is going to clock it. He's at the very least going to be on BBC Points West. At the very least. Trust me, if they put a burst drain at Alderbury first item up, they're going to put a 90-foot tall, 3,000-year-old giant what says he built Stonehenge. They just are, aren't they?
That he could have been a pal of mine all these years and think me capable of insulting the old Tom with this sort of stuff cut me to the quick. A roll and butter and a small coffee seemed the only things on the list that hadn't been specially prepared by the nastier-minded members of the Borgia family for people they had a particular grudge against. So I chose them.
I'd like to believe that my problems are meaningful, but they're not. There are people dying of thirst, people living in war zones, and here we are thinking about ourselves. As if we can solve everything by confronting our own defects. We're not defective. It's the world that's fucked. Shouldn't we feel good for all those who can't?
Christopher Robin had weasels and sneezels. They bundled him into his bed. They gave him what goes with a cold in the nose and some more for a cold in the head. They wondered if weasels could turn into measles, if sneezels would turn into mumps. They examined his chest for a rash and the rest of his body for swellings and lumps. They sent for some doctors in sneezels and weasels to tell them what ought to be done. All sorts and conditions of famous physicians came hurrying round at a run. They all made a note of the state of his throat. They asked if he suffered from thirst. They asked if the sneezels came after the weasels or if the first sneezel came first.